This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
And a good Saturday morning to you. You are waking up to a three-day weekend. Got an extra one for this Labor Day weekend, which traditionally is a big fishing weekend. And, of course, this is a time when we wrap up the CCA Star Tournament, but there's still some opportunity to win trucks, boats, and motors, and a whole lot more prizes right up till the gun sounds on Monday. Well, we got some good news came out this week for Alabama red snapper fishermen. I'll share that with you in just a few minutes. Also going on right now, the Mobile Big Game Fishing Club Labor Day Tournament, an annual event in Orange Beach going on. And I was just going to say last night, this is probably some of the best conditions they've had for that I can remember. And then I wake up this morning and I'm looking at the radar and there is a little system, a little storm system extends all the way from Biloxi across Mobile Bay. Pensacola, pretty much, not quite to Panama City, but there's some pretty intense thunderstorms. They're tight, they're kind of short-lived, and maybe within a couple of hours they'll be out of there and leave it slick calm. Always like to go fishing offshore after a good hard rain. All right, well, we got some other information coming up. We're going to get a recap on last weekend's Ride the Bull Kayak Tournament. We'll be talking to our field reporter, Brendan Bayard, about that. And we got some hunting seasons opening up. Alligator season's already open. It opened this week in the eastern zone of Louisiana. West zone will open up next Wednesday. Dove season's just about a week away. Those will be kicking off the regular Louisiana hunting seasons. We'll be getting into the teal season and then archery. And before you know it, the big duck and deer seasons will be here. Well, we got more warnings from the Louisiana Department of Health regarding that flesh-eating bacteria outbreak of Vibrio vulnificus. Two more cases, both fatal this time, not from skin contact, but from eating raw Louisiana oysters. We'll have more on that coming up, too. And tonight, LSU football kicks off against Clemson at 6:30. You'll hear it on a lot of these same stations. And you're going to hear from one of the players who will be on the field, defensive tackle Jacobian Guillory. He joined us on a Bayou Wild TV episode for a Tigers in the Wild episode, catching some gorgeous red snapper, he and Ahmad Bro. And they'll share some of their goals for the upcoming season, both personal and for the LSU Tigers football team, and their adventures growing up in Louisiana in the outdoors. Well, there was also a pretty nasty incident took place off the Mississippi Gulf Coast regarding the Menhaden pogie boats working through a tarpon area. Got pretty nasty there, and if you were there or you witnessed any of that, text me what you saw. I'm getting some sporadic reports, but I'm still a little uncertain exactly what was done there. I know at least one tarpon was caught in the net, but there's reports that there were others and that there were some communication between fishermen and the boats, and the boats didn't care and went into the tarpon area and really caused some havoc. Anyway, less than 24 hours, that was all it took for four bad boys of the outdoors to abuse a new Louisiana state law that allows nighttime froggers to carry firearms. That's our Bad Boy of the Outdoors feature coming up ahead. And if you had a successful fishing or hunting trip this week, we'd like to include it along with your comments, your questions, and we'll put it with the reports from professional captains, marina operators. And by the way, since this is the 20-year anniversary of Hurricane Katrina, What do you remember about the fishing following those immediate days? I've got a very memorable Katrina fishing story. I'll tell you mine. I'd like to hear yours. Do it by texting our message real time to the studio, 504-260-1870. Coastal Marine forecast looks like this. Northerly winds right now becoming northwesterly offshore, 8 to 15. 1 to 2 foot seas on interior lakes and bays. Those northwest winds will be blowing about 6 to 12. Got a good tide range over 2 foot again this week, but watch out for those pop-up storms. The winds and seas are always higher, and they will be numerous throughout this Labor Day weekend. All right, we're back to take a little trip down to Campos Marina in Shell Beach. We get a fishing report from St. Bernard and areas near right after this time out on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Yeah, it's one of those songs just kind of sticks in your ear all day long, singing about those Campo Marina shrimp. Let's talk to Robbie Campo. He's the owner of those shrimp. He manages them like a good boss should. Hey, Robbie, how you doing this morning?
Doing well, Don, and you?
Well, big Labor Day weekend ahead of us. Everybody got that extra day, so be prepared. If we get a little bit of good weather, the fishing should cooperate. We got good tide range. You just got to stay away from those storms.
Well, you know, Don, to give you a recap of earlier, you know, for this week here, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, you know, we had north wind, north, northwest, north, north, northeast was Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Thursday, we got a little shot of southeast wind. Speckle trout turned on for the first part of the week. Everybody had to go fish redfish. You know, and they did very well fishing redfish. up in the Biloxi Marsh and on the south side of, you know, going south, going towards, going down toward the river on the Delaco side. It did very well. So there is redfish to go catch if you can't get out and go fishing trout. This morning here we have a northwesterly breeze again. It's light. It's about 3 to 4 miles an hour. But I do think that is going to increase when the sun comes up. I think it's going to pick, you know, the wind's going to pick up a little bit. My suggestion today would be fishing either up in the Biloxi Marsh or fishing the backside of the dam going down to the rocks and try to stay, you know, in the long rocks. Long rocks saved them guys' butts on Thursday. You know, it was very productive on Thursday, so hopefully today, you know, if you headed out that way, you could go out there and, you know, get on some fish. So, but there's a lot of stuff to do. And, you know, like I said, it's Labor Day weekend. You got off, you know, most people have off till Monday. So, you know, if you're coming down to St. Bernard Parish, hook the left at the bridge and come on down and see us. We got plenty of live bait in the tanks and, you know, we're ready to get you in the water and go fishing.
You know, Robbie, you and I have been preaching ever since Memorial Day about the Star Tournament. Make sure you get your ticket. And I think there was some 5 or 6 people that caught tagged reds that didn't listen to us and weren't signed up, so they lost out on trucks and boats. But, you know, I was reading the rules a couple of weeks ago, and so far, as far as I know, the truck and all the boats are still up. And it says in the rules that if no one claims that second-place prize, which is a boat, motor, and trailer, that they're going to do a drawing for it. So if somebody's going fishing today, there's still a chance they're going to catch a tagged red, because if you got a line in water, you got a chance to catch one. And if you buy your ticket, it's not like it's a waste, because you'll be entered into the drawing if nobody claims it.
Exactly. So, you know, and that's the next thing we're going to talk about is, you know, we're winding down. So it's I think it ends Monday, if I'm not mistaken. Yep. On Labor Day it ends. So September 1st, you still have some time to get that last-minute line in the water to try to catch one of these redfish, or, you know, or either get the entry and, you know, maybe you might be the lucky winner of this Avid boat. So it is an Avid boat, right, Don? I'm saying
yep.
that right?
That's correct.
Yeah. So, you do have a chance of winning this boat. So, you know, if you didn't have an entry, get one. I mean, it's, you know, for the couple of dollars it costs, I mean, why not? So, you know, I wouldn't leave the wharf without one.
And they still have the other categories, you know, the red snapper and the cobia, you know, speckled trout for all the different divisions, although catching a big trout this late in the summer but, I mean, you know, stranger things have happened. You got sheephead category still open and the kids division. So, this, you know, go out with a bang. It's getting ready to wrap up for the whole year. And then you got to wait till next Memorial Day.
That's right. Yeah. So, you know, so if you didn't do it, get it done and get entered. And you might just be the guy who gets the boat. Who knows? Or you might be the guy that catches the redfish. Who knows? I mean, you throw that line in the water. There's no telling what's going to happen. So, you know, just do it. So,
Robbie, any teal reports from you guys out in the Biloxi Marsh? Anybody coming back saying they saw a few?
My son Zach told me he saw about a band about maybe 15 right near Shell Beach here. That's mm-hmm. the only ones that I've heard so far. Now, over here, I did hear of some over on the closer to the river, blue wings, over towards the you know, like around the Point Lahash area. Mm-hmm. I heard of some over there. I'm not going to say in big numbers, but some teal are there. So, but you know how teal are, Don. You could have yep. none the day before and the day of the season. They like bees. You know what I mean? So, I mean, they do migrate at this time of the year, and, you know, and now that we're getting these little bitty fronts, you know, it's not a much of a front, but I think that migration is going to, you know, is starting, so we should have some. So Hopefully these guys, and that opens, what, September
20th?
It's like 20th this year.
Yeah, we still got 3 weeks because it's a shortened season this year. So there's still some time, and it's better to have it later in September than earlier because the chance of more fronts coming. But the other thing you risk is, some influx from tropical storm or depression coming in and destroying what is probably one of the best vegetation seasons we've had, because, I mean, it should be a really lush marsh out there. And, you know, one thing I've discovered about hunting that Biloxi Marsh for teal, there's a weed, it's called tickweed. And if you find that stuff, you're going to find the teal. It looks like almost like a broccoli stalk. It's got a seed head. It makes tiny little seeds. I mean, each seed is no bigger than a piece of pepper, and they're black. And when they fall, they float on the water, which means the teal, which is a small bird, you know, it can't dive deep to feed. It has to feed kind of on the surface. And it loves that tickweed. And if you can find that tickweed, you're going to find teal.
Exactly. You know, you know, Don, it's been for so many years that, you know, the Biloxi Marsh is such a hit and a miss for the, you know, and I know people that go out there and just, you know, strike out, and I know some people that go out there and do very well. So, you know, again, tickweed is one of the main sources of food that these birds like to eat. And, you know, and if you could find that stuff in a shallow pond or around a shallow pond, you're the ace in the hole that day.
You're in business. But tickweed doesn't last long. By the time the regular duck season, it's usually dead and gone. So it's a good crop to have for teal season. But here's another tip. Bring your rod and reel. Make it a cast and blast. Go out there early. If you don't see any teal, you know, you might be done by 7:30. You still got the whole morning to fish.
Absolutely, absolutely. But if you're coming down this morning, hook the left at the bridge and come on down and see us here. And then, Don, you know what? Look, we're going to keep our fingers crossed that we don't get any of these tropical storms this year or any hurricanes. You know, we did the big Katrina Memorial here yesterday. We had Governor Jeff Landry came down yesterday. They had a big to-do on the end of the road here. It was very nice. It was all, every politician that you could think of in St. Bernard Parish just about was here, along with many others from the state representatives is here. It was really nice to see, you know, everybody come down here and for this 20-year thing, Katrina. I would really like to forget about it because I know what the devastation was, involved
yes,
in it,
indeed.
But, I tell you, it was really nice, and they threw the wreath in the water and everything, but I tell you, I would really just like to forget about it, but, you know, it's one of those things, Don, this time of the year, expect the unexpected, so...
Yeah.
We just keep our fingers crossed that we don't get any of that stuff.
Life goes on. Robbie, thanks for the report. As always, we will talk with you next week.
Yes, sir. Talk to you next Saturday. Bye-bye.
There he goes. That's Robbie Campo down at Campo's Marina. All right, we come back after this. Red snapper news. Really good news for Alabama fishermen. Also, we got the latest updates on where Alabama and Louisiana stand on their quotas. We'll be back to share that information with you right after this pause on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Radio Network. I want to wish good luck to the participants in today's 58th annual Mobile Big Game Fishing Club Labor Day Tournament. I'll be wrapping up down there. The awards will be given out on Monday, and actually be Sunday. Be tomorrow they'll give the awards. The fishing is going to be continue through today, and this is one of the big ones. This is where they fish for the big money and the big fish, and you might want to take a ride down there if you're not doing anything and check it all out. Fishing will end today, awards tomorrow at the Mobile Big Game Club's annual Labor Day tournament. Got some good news for Alabama's red snapper fishermen this week. Effective yesterday, the Alabama Department of Conservation and Natural Resources announced that the red snapper season is now going to be open 7 days a week, where before it was just extended weekends. And it will be open for 7 days a week until the total quota is reached, which their quota was 664,000 and some change in poundage. According to Chris Blankenship, the ADCNR commissioner, he said, "We've had a good red snapper season so far this year, and he's been blessed with several great fishing trips with family and friends. In examining the pounds harvested so far this year, and the quota that is remaining, we are expanding red snapper season to 7 days a week, effective immediately. And I'm glad we can add more access to this great fishery through the fall." So that went into effect yesterday. So as of right now, instead of just on weekends, Alabama anglers can catch red snapper and keep them 7 days a week until that total quota is reached. They reported their latest statistics show that there was 443,000 and some change that had been caught so far, which represents only about 67% of their total. So there's a lot of red snapper in Alabama to be caught, and some good time to do it. Now, for Louisiana red snapper, they also, the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries, has updated their Loch Creel numbers. This is the real-time landings data. It's not exactly real times, but pretty close. And this was through the 17th. It indicated that Louisiana had caught 720,127 pounds. That represents about 81% of the total allocation of 894,955. Now, judging with fishing starting to fall off a little bit, right after this Labor Day is going to take a toll on red snapper in Louisiana, I can tell you that. So that will eat up some of that allocation. But I'm going to estimate that there's probably between 30 and maybe extended 45 days left, depending on weather conditions and angler effort. So I'm thinking you've got probably till late September, early October, and then they will announce that they estimate that the total quota has been reached, which was nearly 900,000 pounds of red snapper. It's been a very good red snapper season. If you haven't got any, get you some. I think I may be cooking some of those this weekend, by the way. All right, we're going to take a time out. We come up, I'm going to tell you about what's coming up on Bayou Wild TV in an interview that you're going to hear that's related to that a little bit later on in this show. And also an update on Vibrio vulnificus, that flesh-eating bacteria. Been very problematic on the Gulf Coast this year. We'll be back to share that info with you and your text at 504-260-1870. You got a Katrina, post-Katrina fishing story you want to share? Love to hear it. That's 504-260-1870. We're back right after this. I want to give you a little preview, those of you who are regular watchers of Bayou Wild Television. That's our 30-minute show that airs across the state and really on YouTube, and you can watch it anywhere in the nation. This week's feature is entitled Tank on Snapper. We've got Tigers in the Wild episode, two LSU tackles, Jacoby and Guillory, and Ahmad Bro, out there wrangling with some big red snapper. Now, look, when you watch this feature and you think you struggle catching a snapper from down deep, and you watch these big guys, Jacobian is probably close to 300 pounds. And, I mean, these guys are in shape. They work out. They're at the prime of their life. And, look, they're struggling to get those snapper up. Jacobian's a really big guy. Ahmad Bro, for a lineman, he struck me as being a little bit on the light side. I think he's probably more of a rusher-type lineman, putting pressure on the quarterback rather than shoving the offensive lineman around and stopping the runs. But, anyway, you got those two guys, very nice guys, and really good sportsmen. And you're going to hear an interview we did with Jacobian a little bit later on the show. But watch it this week. If you can't pick it up on any of our stations in Lafayette and Lake Charles and New Orleans and Baton Rouge, you can always catch it on YouTube. Just go to the BayouWildTV.com YouTube page, and you can catch the shows there. You can actually kind of binge out on them if you like. All right, and let's see. I'm going to talk about Vibrio. We'll do that when we come back from the break. And also looking for some good post-Katrina fishing stories, some little tales of what you found the fishing to be post-Katrina 20 years ago now. We'll be back to do that, but first we got to pause a quick 10 seconds for our local stations to identify themselves on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque radio network. All right, Vibrio update. We've been telling you this year that it exists in brackish and salt waters each and every year. It's nothing new, but this year it's particularly prevalent in the Gulf Coast, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Florida. People have contracted infections as of last week. The week before last, there were three more cases added, making a total of 20. There were four deaths. This week, there were two more cases. Both of these were fatal, making it, by my calculation, six people dying. This one was not from the traditional type of infection where someone gets a puncture from a hook or a fin from a fish or a wire from a crab trap or some kind of way there's an abrasion and the bacteria enters into the bloodstream through a break in the skin. The other way you can contract Vibrio is through eating uncooked raw seafood. And it was traced back that these were two cases. One was here in Louisiana. The other one was out of state, but they were both spread by oysters that were harvested from Louisiana. Now, I don't want to spread the alarm and say completely don't eat raw oysters. If you have a compromised immune system, definitely do not eat them. If you have any concern about your health and whether you would be able to fend off an infection of bacteria, stay away from raw oysters. Now, cooking oysters in any fashion, fried, grilled, baked, gumbo, if you cook that oyster, there's no chance that you're going to get the bacteria. The chance does exist, though, in raw seafood, and that would be any seafood. If you're eating fish raw, which some people do, you could contract this Vibrio vulnificus, and it can be fatal, and in these two particular cases, it was. So we'll continue to update it throughout the season. Looks like Louisiana probably leads the Gulf Coast in the number of contaminations, the cases that we've had, and then Mississippi and Alabama and Florida has also had a few, too. All right, so let's get to the text message board. Let's see. First up, this one says, a frosty. Yes. Wow, frosty. A frosty morning on Labor Day. Wouldn't I love to have that? This is a good morning from Ohio. They got a frost in August. That's what they moved to anyway. OSU plays Texas today and then Twice Church tomorrow. Good luck with Texas. That's all I can tell you there. The weekend is shot. Men aren't worth nothing during football season. Well, it's been said men ain't worth doing nothing during hunting season, too. And so if they hunt and watch football, what are they worth then? I know a few women aren't worth nothing during football season, too. Anyway, it says God bless y'all and happy Katrina Day. Happy because we made it through and we were okay. Yeah, thank you for that text. Now, here's one wishing us well and enjoying the program. Thanks for that. Here's one says, sink the pogey boats. This is from a Mississippi listener. You know, I talked about that incident. The details are still a little sketchy, but there was a conflict between several tarpon boats that were fishing recreationally and some Menhaden boats off the Mississippi coast that, even though they were radioed, and this is information I'm getting second or third hand, and told, look, they're tarpon in this area. They continued to fish. They ended up catching at least one in the nets. I don't know whether it was released alive, but another conflict between Menhaden boats. They said it just totally shut down the tarpon, and of course, it doesn't take much to do that. And you start running boats with nets, and you know, a mothership and boats circling it with nets. That's not conducive to catching tarpon in those conditions. Anyway, if you got any details, if you were there and an eyewitness, please text me. All right, got a report from Wingbone in Wilmer, Alabama. He's got a little bit of a light rain up there. And, yeah, south of you, you got a little bit of a heavy rain. Got the backstrap stacker checking in from Mobile. He's going to do some football watching today. Tractor work can wait till next weekend. Really loving this lower humidity. Yeah, it was very noticeable. There was lower humidity, particularly if you were north of the I-12, I-10 line. I really enjoyed it this week and hope we get more of it. By the way, backstrap stacker and all you plot makers out there, how are your deer food plots doing? I know it's been hit or miss on the rain. Dixie Ranch probably got 5 inches yesterday morning, and then other places right near got, you know, maybe 0.02 inches. It's been sporadic. How is your food plot looking? If you got one going, let me know, 504-260-1870. You got some more questions, and we will be back to address those. But first, we're going to take this quick commercial pause on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And do you have a post-Katrina fishing story? I'll tell you my post-Katrina fishing story. It was maybe a couple of weeks after all of the mess had finally kind of settled down. And, you know, a lot of people, nobody was fishing. The marinas were shut down. Everybody was trying to get their lives back in place. Well, after a few weeks, we had just had enough of us. And there was a group of us decided we were going to go fishing. Fortunately, because of where I live on the North Shore, I didn't get flooded out. I had all my fishing equipment, probably, I don't know, 25, 30 fishing rods, all the tackle, bait that I'll never even get a chance to use, all of that stuff in my studio. And my friends, Captain Deagle Hagen, Captain Hill Wagoner, Captain Dudley Vandenborn, they pretty much got wiped out on all that tackle. They lost everything. They had nothing. Somebody's boat was sailed. I think it might have been Dudley's boat. And we decided we were going to spend a day fishing in Lake Pontchartrain. If you remember, for weeks, we had a big drought after Hurricane Katrina. It was hot, got up into the high 90s almost every day. Well, I loaned everybody my fishing tackle. I was the only one that had tackle, put it on the boat, went out in the Lake Pontchartrain, and it was incredible. That storm surge that brought all that salt water in, brought in bait. There were birds working. There were fish on the surface. There were fish on the bottom. It was about every species you could count. There were drum. There were redfish. There were speckled trout. There were white trout. There was flounder. And we just maul dragged them. I mean, we had one hell of a day out there fishing. And it was so good to be able to get back on the water after not fishing for so many weeks. And I'll never forget that trip, the first trip after Katrina. And I remember the words of Captain Barry Brechtel, who has since passed on, and he said, you know, as long as the fish are there, the fishermen will be there. And he was certainly right about that. All right, if you got a Katrina fishing story, love to hear it. We're hearing from Butch. He's the bridge tender down there. He said he's seeing some offshore lightning. Anything on radar? Closest thing to you, Butch, I see is way out by Chandelier, but could be some popping up because this is going to be a weekend of pop-up storms. Here's our friend David in Alabama. He had a great conversation with the Wingbone yesterday, and they talked about the turkey calls, the West Indies salad, and the stuffed melaton. Yeah, that's some great dishes. He's got a great recipe idea. Well, why don't you share it with us, David, when you get it? He also got to see his alma mater, University of South Alabama, captured a live gator in the campus ponds just a few miles from the house. It reminds you nature is everywhere. Hope everyone stays safe and go LSU Tigers. That's David. He's kind of behind enemy lines. He's an Alabama, he's a South Alabama graduate, lives in Mobile, and a big LSU fan. LSU fans are everywhere. And there's no reason why you can't be more fan than just one team. I mean, you know, I really like Alabama as well as I do. No, not quite as much. If the two play, I'm going with LSU. But I like to see Alabama have good seasons, too. All right, here's one says, I got 2.5 inches of rain at the Reconso Ranch yesterday in North Hammond. The pea patch is looking good. That's from old man Sam. Yeah, those peas are for him. I thought they were for deer, but he cleared that up. We got Dave and Bruce checking in from Happy Jack. He wants to find out where the fish are over there. I will get Ryan Lambert to try to give you a little report. I think he's doing most of it, though, on the east side of the river rather than the west. West side fishing, because of coastal erosion, has really gotten tough over there. By the way, they're calling him now the Catfish Hunter. Wasn't that a pitcher's name, Catfish Hunter? Yeah, I think he pitched for the Oakland A's. Had a big old handlebar mustache, as I remember. All right, here's one says, please speak to the Lake Pontchartrain on west side. Fishing is the result of the Roseland, Louisiana runoff, possible polluting Lake Pontchartrain. Yeah, that's certainly a possibility. You know, by the time that water gets into Pontchartrain, it's going to be well diluted. But that's not to say there couldn't be some toxins make it there. They've got booms set up on the river. They're trying to capture as much as they can, but I'm sure some of it's going to get through, and it's going to require some testing. But I certainly would be very wary of eating anything that came out of the river up there. But even down around where it flows into Lake Pontchartrain, they probably have to get some tests done on that before they can clear it up. Here's a Katrina fishing story. Here's one of our listeners ended up with friends of friends for a day in Galveston while they cried watching the footage of the levees breaking. Me and the kids caught a mess of specks in the boat slip, cooked up a proper New Orleans breakfast the next morning, and dried more than just a few tears. Yeah, that's from one of the many people that watched from afar during the evacuation. Here's one that says, the Lake Hermitage Volunteer Fire Department Fish and Rodeo is this weekend. All right, well, I don't know anything about it. Nobody sent me anything. And, you know, if you need to get your rodeo publicized, you'd like it, just send me the information. Go to my website, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. Look for the contact button and send it to me. I mean, I've got things coming up in October 3rd, the Home Builders Association is having a tournament, Wrigley's Marina. Venetian Isles is having their fishing rodeo October 10th through 12th. I got another one down in St. Bernard. And I've had these for a long time. So do it well in advance. The earlier you can get me the information, the better. And I'll try to work it in on our schedule. All right. Here's one. Says, Deb listened to us in Florida, the news chick. She's headed to Sanibel Island today. Not fishing, though. Some young ladies from Florida Gulf Coast University and I are going to spend the day on the island just because it's fun. We'll have a great time, Deb. Here's one says, my flag is still MIA. This is painful. Captain Robin, he's talking about that flag over there in Burris at the ballpark. I don't know what happened to it, and I don't know when it's going to come back. All we can do is hang in there and wait. Backstrap Stacker says it's really wet at his place. The dove fields look good right now. October's always dry. We've started planting deer plots later to avoid the October droughts. Makes good sense. All right, that's pretty much catching up on our text message. If you got one, 504-260-1870. Coming back after this, we got a Grand Isle report for you with Captain Darrell Carpenter. He is next on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And let's check in with Captain Darrell Carpenter, realscreamers.com. Get us a Grand Isle area fishing report. Darrell, how's the fishing been down there?
Darn, it's been a little slow, both people and fish-wise. I mean, you know, it's just kind of been a little bit of a ghost town around Grand Isle for the past week. And as far as the fishing goes, there's been, you know, the backside of the island is full of a bunch of your bait, including the plastic, because part of those is also the ladyfish. My Lord, did the ladyfish have a spawn this year, and they are everywhere. The front side's kind of been the same story. You've got more keeper fish, better stuff on the beach. which the way this little north and northwest breeze is starting to blow is probably going to be your best option today. But between the Jack Crevels, the, you know, the ladyfish, all the trash fish, it's just been horrendous as far as, you know, keeping you occupied. Now, you're going to do a lot of catching. You're going to do a lot of catching. It might not be what you want. But, I mean, Don, it's been the same thing as always. Look, plenty of bull reds still left. Everybody's complaining there's bull reds everywhere. Bull reds, bull reds. There's been some keeper reds mixed in with them, especially on that beach around those rock jetties and stuff. But, you know, we're still able to put together a little box of fish. It's just, we're not beating our chest and crowing real loud right now.
Darryl, do you have any use at all for ladyfish? I mean, look, that would be a fly fisherman's dream because they all, some people call them the poor man's tarpon. I mean, they put on an acrobatic show when you catch them. But as far as a food fish for humans, not much. Any use at all? Do you give them the crabbers? What do you do with them?
Yes. Yeah, crab bait. Crab bait is the number one thing. I mean, they're about as good as speckled trout whenever you put them in a crab trap. They're so slimy and oily.
Yeah. You know, the ladyfish is the one fish that gave me the most serious hook injury I ever had. We were fishing topwater trout, and we thought what we thought was a school of trout on top ended up being ladyfish, and I threw a big top dog out there, probably 50 yards, and ladyfish hit it and started to fight, and all of a sudden just stopped, and it was floating on top of the water. When I got to it, the front hooks of the bait were in its mouth. The back hooks were in its tail, and it was hooked together in a circle and couldn't move. Well, guess what? Me unthinking, when I popped the hook out of one of the, you know, to free it, it came to life in my hand with a mirror lure, you know, with a top dog. And when the battle ended, the fish was gone, and I had a top dog hooked through my finger. But, yeah, that was my experience with a ladyfish. But I tell you what, if you get a fly fisherman out there, you can have a lot of fun with those ladyfish.
Yeah. And look, Don, I mean, if I don't know how hard Alzheimer's is going to hit any one of us in the older day, in the days, but I've been listening to the show. Man, we fished 10 days after Katrina. I remember all the dead cows floating in the Gulf. I remember the refrigerators, the propane tanks, everything floating in the Gulf. Yeah. But I don't care how hard Alzheimer's hits us. I will remember that we came, during that fishing trip, we came across a pod of 5 whale sharks altogether. And it just, I mean, as far as I was concerned, the trip was over. I just sat there with my jaw wide open. And unfortunately, that was before cell phones or these smartphones were real popular. So there's not a lot, you know, I don't have any pictures of it. But yeah, my God, that was the most beautiful sight I'd ever seen.
Well, I've got some of those pictures that are in my mind only. No pictures because there wasn't a phone a cell phone available, an iPhone or a camera. But, yeah, those storms have a way of bringing in just unusual things, you know, storm minnows and fish that you never see and whale sharks and stuff like that. When those big surges come like that, there's no telling what you can see.
You know what else is most memorable about that trip to me? Was after about 50, now these whale sharks had tuna all around, and we were losing every topwater we had because we were catching tuna on topwater. And like I said, I'm just amazed and looking down the gullet of a whale shark. And the customer walked up to me and tapped me and said, "Hey, Captain, this is supposed to be a snapper trip." Had no concept whatsoever as to what he was doing. No concept.
You know, I hate it when trips like that are wasted on people, you know. It's incredible. Sometimes the most incredible things happen, and it's a rookie fisherman, and they have no idea of how rare or an opportunity that they've gotten. It's a shame. Well, Darryl, give us your number real quick. Somebody wants to get a hold of you and then create some of those memories down there.
225-937-6288.
And realscreamers.com will take you to the website.
Yep, and I've got people standing here looking at me, waiting for me to count shrimp. So I guess that's what we're going to do.
Go get them, Darryl. Watch out for the ladyfish. There he goes, Darryl Carpenter. All right, well, when we come back, you're going to hear from Jacobian Guillory. You might have remembered him on an earlier Bayou Wild episode. We took him on a bow fishing trip, which he was pretty good. He got pretty skilled after a few misses, and he made a couple of hits. Had a good time, but he was really working it hard on those big red snapper. You'll see him on Bayou Wild episode called Tank on Snapper, and you'll hear from him and also Ahmad Bro, another teammate. He was there on the feature, too. All right, that, and we got more fishing reports coming up. Brendan Bayard, Mike Gallo, Ryan Lambert, and your text messages at 504-260-1870. More of the outdoors after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.